Proclamation number 7441, dated the October 30th, 1959. Dialogue with the Father. His word from above. You must withdraw into solitude if you want to speak to me. I merely require you to withdraw from the world and into your closet and then turn your thoughts to me alone, so that you mentally detach yourselves from the world and all its requirements, so that you give no room in your heart to anything but me, and so that you approach me in a childlike manner in order to hear me and my words. I want a prayer in spirit and in truth, which necessitates that you completely detach yourselves from all worldly thoughts. It necessitates listening within, a silent dialogue with your Father and an attentive ear within for what answer your Father might give you. Your words will not remain without reply, if only you listen for it, if you truly desire a dialogue, so that you address me and subsequently wait for what I have to say to you in response. This private dialogue with my child is exceedingly pleasing to me. After all, the child is opening its heart to me so that I can provide it with an answer which is intended only for the benefit of its soul. Yet I can never do this in the midst of the world, when the human being is distracted in every way from heartfelt thoughts of his eternal Father. He can certainly send a quick prayer up to me even in the midst of the world, and he will be well advised if he tries as often as possible to send a short thought to me and thereby remains in constant contact with me. But a right prayer in spirit and in truth, when he may distinctly receive my fatherly love, can only take place in the closet of his heart, in silent retreat and the heartfelt devotion of the child to its father. Then peace will enter the person's heart and he can hold a heart-to-heart talk with the Father, and he will never regret spending any spare time in such silent dialogue, because I very gladly speak with my child and it will draw much benefit for its soul from every conversation. Detaching himself from the world will often be difficult for a person. My adversary will hinder him from doing so in every possible way. Time and again he will try to disturb or prevent it. But the human being's will should be stronger and resist my adversary. Then the person will receive strength and be able to accomplish his intention, to unite with me in heartfelt prayer and to hear the Father's words. Only an intimate bond like this will enable you humans to hear my word from above through a fellow human being. Only a union in spirit and in truth makes it possible for my spirit to pour itself into an open vessel. And therefore, great blessings rest in this beginning, this intention of becoming receptive to me and of allowing my flow of grace to pour into oneself. For countless souls participate in the transmission of my word which also desire to hear the Father's voice and with heartfelt longing are waiting to be addressed by the Father. You should all withdraw into solitude and listen. And you may truly hear your Father's voice. It will sound to you like pleasing music, for that which comes from me can only grant you happiness and blessing. That which comes from me is to touch your souls like exquisite nourishment for which you long and which you will receive without limitation as soon as you desire it. Send a prayer up in spirit and in truth. Lift your thoughts to me and listen. And I will speak to you like a father speaks to his child, and your soul will cheer and rejoice at every word that comes forth from the mouth of God. Amen.